Hey, Kristen.
Hey. Think we're getting Boaz here today too, and maybe Joe.
Okay. I was just looking through the Slack channel to see if I could recall that.
Yeah, I did touch base with Kat, and I guess she also sent to the officers channel the recording that she made for the budget. I'm gonna say after watching the recording, Ma, I would have some questions as members, and so I don't know if we want to talk about anticipating that, because I'd be looking at that and being like, oh, I'm looking at this projected budget and I'm seeing that where expenses are running over our income every year. What's the plan? Like that's what I would be thinking. And I know that conversation kind of happened in community council, but I don't know if people are, might not see that conversation, or if members, other like officers, might be able to talk to that since she won't be there.
Yeah, geez. I'm gonna have to watch that. Or is that
It's
posted?
only like four and a half minutes. It's not long, so
Yeah.
don't. But it does, she shows the spreadsheet where she's like, okay, well, we had a carryover, so we're healthy this year, but we spent more than we than what we brought in. And then next year we're going to spend more than what we brought in, but we still have a carryover. And then like the carryover is kind of gone, now she's holding membership flat, so I don't know if our plan is like we're trying to grow membership, or like how are we containing. Like I just think there may be questions that come up with that, and so we're going to want to have some we're going to want some follow-up.
Yeah, okay. Is there any way that you can post that recording
Yeah, I was
to
I
this
am
group?
just yeah I'm going to put the recording in our agenda, and I see her in the agenda, because I was just following up with her to get the recording, and she said she had emailed it to me yesterday, but I totally I don't know what happened. I couldn't find it in my email. Maybe it got stuck in spam, or I accidentally deleted it. But at any rate, so for our meeting here, I'll put it in the chat too, just so you can take a look. Can you just play a recording in Zoom? And does that usually work? Like if we just embedded this link into your slides or something, would it just then it would just be available to play?
I don't know, but
Okay.
we can try.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it would open up in another browser and a browser window. And so whoever's sharing, I think it will play.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It probably would work out fine. So if I'm
Also,
going, yes.
sorry I'm late. No
Hey.
worries. Hey, Joe. I'm on my phone, so I'm listening in, but Okay.
can't participate too much.
Thanks for your diligence.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to catch myself up, is this just around the budget part of the presentation?
That's all we've talked about so far.
I mean, there's a lot of worms in there.
There are, and I think that the presentation is going to open us. It's going to lead to questions.
I mean, in a lot of ways, I hope so.
As long as we have people there that can answer them, that's the thing I'm a little worried about is because I came out of the community council meeting thinking that the budget was going to be fine, but
Here,
maybe I came out of the CC meeting with thinking the budget was going to be fine, but maybe I wasn't paying attention to the fact that we're using up our reserves. I thought we ended up with having reserves.
yeah, I thought we had
some reserves, but not, but like that it won't last long.
All right. Well, let's give this a shot since I was curious about if I am going to share my screen. Okay, and then I'm going to see if I can play this budget report. It's really only a few minutes long. And this will let us know whether or not it's worked. So you're seeing the play now?
Yep.
Okay. And I can probably make this full screen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kathleen Barry. I am the
Can
Folio
you hear?
Treasurer. I am
Yeah,
from the
I can.
University of
Okay.
Massachusetts at
What happens if I
Amherst,
mute
and we are
myself? Does
part of
that
the
affect
five.
this?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'm going
Okay.
to be giving you an
So we're hearing
overview
the
of our budget,
vol
and I
the
just
coming out of
first
your
want to
speakers
point
on your
out that you can
computer.
always
Okay.
follow along on a monthly basis at a high level from the Folio Wiki. If you're on the Folio Wiki homepage, all you need to do is go to the Community Council pages. On the left-hand side, under the Finances carrot, you can pick the FY fiscal year that we are currently in. And you can get a high-level overview of where the budget is. I update this approximately every month. Now I'm going to flip over to the spreadsheet where I track our finances at a more granular level. This is the 2025 fiscal year budget actuals. At the top, you will see our income primarily comes from membership fees and tech support. We are fully funded for this fiscal year. Our expenses are broken up into monthly, annual, and personnel. And
Excuse me.
I have projected out our expenses for June 2025 to give me the estimate that we will be approximately $80,000 over our annual income this year. Now, we do have a carryover from prior fiscal years, which will cover this over, so we will still be in the black. I am now going to switch to the fiscal year 2026 projected budget.
So the carryover, I think she means that we had
Incomes, H
more
and I,
revenue
you will
than
see the projected budget for fiscal year
expenses.
2026.
So
I
not that we're
have
digging into
kept
our
our
reserves, but
income.
that.
Well, you're not digging into our reserves, but it's money from previous fiscal years that we're using that, like, if we want to keep 3 months of a buffer for our emergencies, we're still leaving that buffer.
Okay.
All right.
Deducted flat. Under the other income, we have our about $115,000 in carryover funds, and we have our reserve fund at 3 months.
Kristen, is that your ambulance or is that?
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
Sorry,
expenses
are you guys getting a
related
lot
to
of
the
road noise
budget are
from my phone?
broken down into
No.
monthly,
No.
Okay, good.
annual, and personnel. And our projections are going to put us at approximately $109,000 over our annual income for 2026. This should be covered by our carryover fund, which I our carryover fund funds, which I mentioned earlier, which was approximately $115,000. So I expect that we will have about $6,000 to carry over for fiscal year 2027, and we will have an intact reserve fund. If you have questions about this current fiscal year budget or the projected budget for FY 2026, which has been tentatively accepted by the Community Council, you can reach out to me at treasurer@folio.org. Next, I'd just like to mention that the membership drive is around the corner. If you are a member, please keep an eye on your inbox as we will be sending out invoices in June. If you are curious about membership, please reach out to the Community Council, and those folks will help you learn how to become a member. As you can see, our membership funds are critical to the success of the Folio project as they fund our infrastructure and personnel costs. Finally, I'd just like to pitch that I am looking for an assistant treasurer. I would like someone to help me track the invoices of our annual membership drive. I anticipate that the ask is about an hour or two per month from June through January. If you are interested in helping me out, please send me an email at treasurer@folio.org. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
So I have kind of a basic question.
Go for it.
How do people actually become members? I don't understand that mechanism.
They are talked to by community council, usually the chairs, and they end up signing
the MOU.
An MOU. Basically.
Okay, and we hand them the MOU, and then that gets passed back to the treasurer.
Yeah, the secretary, Kirsten, does that. She's the one who does the paperwork.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
And I have a question that might be more for Kristen, because I have a different budgeting background. So the concept of carryover, is that, like, for me, I equate it to some of the timing of invoicing in a corporate world where you know you're going to get the payment, but you can't invoice yet. And so sometimes the books reflect earned versus booked revenue. So in this context, is carryover like a bad thing, or is it like is it well established and safe to say, well, if we had carryover last year and project carryover this year?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Maybe that's a question we need to ask Kat, just in case there's a question about what the carryover represents. Because I see what you're saying. If it's just a matter of we are anticipating, we have this expense this year, but we're actually paying it next fiscal year because of when the invoices come due, then it's just a bookkeeping situation and it's not a big deal. If it was, we had extra money, which is how I interpreted it at first.
Yeah, same.
and that's gradually going to disappear because our expenses are continuing to be greater than our income. So it's because it's sort of like if we said our expenses are greater than our income, but we're not going to pay some of those expenses until next year, then maybe it's all kind of evens out in the wash. But that's, I mean, she doesn't highlight it in any major way. It's just it jumped out at me when I listened to the video to see that our expenses are greater than our income for 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that's also the impression that I get. And she's just using carryover in a non-technical sense.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's a question. Are you a Folio officer, Mike? I honestly don't remember. No. Okay.
Not anymore. No.
So I can ask her that question about to say, like, in anticipation of questions, when you're showing our expenses greater than income and carryover, are you using that in the sense that, like, we're paying for invoices in the next fiscal year that really apply to the previous fiscal year, and that's why that money is carrying over? Because I just don't know.
Yeah. So I'm Joe, you can't see this, but I'm sharing my screen here and I'm looking at the actual spreadsheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is the thing that makes me think that we're not, like, dipping into our reserves using the, you know, however she's done the budget. The fact that our $180,000 remains intact means that we didn't have to dip into our funds this year, and she's not projecting us to do that next year either.
Yeah.
But we do need to get some sort of clarification, and it's too bad that Kat can't be there, but someone's going to have to. I think you're right that this is a valid, obvious question that we ought to answer before it's asked. So I'll reach out to Kat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because I think in the, as I hop over to the presentation.
So I just added it as like its own slide, budget report with the link. So we can just play it.
Okay.
And
All
then
right.
I also added a slide in there that right now is blank. That's going to have like the pre-survey results, so we can, which are kind of just our conversation starter, just looking at your agenda.
Right. So, all right. So I'm going to slide. So I have some slides on this, why membership's important. And then, so I'll put these things.
So we can reorder them. I realize maybe I have it in the
Yeah, no, that's fine.
wrong
That's good.
order.
I'll slide it around and also make some placeholders. There were no placeholders, so that it makes it hard to figure it out, but I'll place some placeholders for this stuff. Okay. This is going to be June 5th, so that's next Thursday. It's in a week. So one of the things that we were going to talk about today was the facilitated discussion. Yeah. And so I'm going to admit that I have been on vacation for most of the week
Yeah,
between
no
then and
worries.
now. And so I didn't think about it on vacation.
Yeah, I can't blame you. Yeah, I mean, I think that I looked over the questions we kind of narrowed it down to. Sorry, can you hear me? Okay. I think we kind of narrowed it down to the questions we want to kind of dig in with people. I think my thought is just like maybe putting them, if we want to maybe order them, because I don't know if we're going to get through all of them. Like maybe so, maybe not. So it's just like, I don't know if we want to spend a little bit of time just kind of prioritizing them.
Sure. So I don't know if you probably can't see it on the phone, but I'm looking at last week's agenda. And
I think
so
there's like four of them.
so we have actual feedback. We have membership in the Folio community and product. What from our document most resonated with you? Where do you think Folio community is particularly strong and where does it need improvement? Are there ways that Folio can be strengthened as a community product? What should our next steps be for the meeting in Wolfcon?
Yeah, I think it's almost like questions three and four, I'd want to make one and two. Or at least that's kind of my initial sense, but I'm curious to hear your all's thoughts.
I think that we're going to have dead silence when we
Oh,
ask for
absolutely.
feedback.
Yeah, I kind of gather.
Yeah. Go ahead,
You know.
Kristen.
Should we do breakout rooms to force people to talk a little bit.
Ooh.
And then just ask each breakout room to have a spokesperson so they can have a little conversation where they're feeling maybe a little less intimidated. I did invite the whole PC to the member meeting, so
Okay. Cool.
so I figure we should get some people there that'll at least be willing to talk a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're willing to do that, then we can kind of seed PC and CC folks to kind of, with the understanding that they could kind of seed the conversation a little bit. That does take more time to do, so.
Yeah, I mean, I could, like, in the background, I could be assigning people to breakout rooms.
I guess if we're doing it that way, is should we just focus on one question?
So
I
they have.
think
more than one question would still be good because people may be like, I don't know. I mean, at least here, I feel like the advantage of the what from our document most resonated with you is that they have a list to talk about as a starting point. Whereas instead of being like, you come up with something out of whole cloth about how you think fully, and it also starts, I feel like it's a softie because it starts with like, let's talk about something positive now. Oh, what's missing here? What's something we need to strengthen? And so I do kind of like that.
Fair.
And so I think it's still a good place to start.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, we can just, make sure we have some ringers in kind of each group, I think, to talk.
Do you know how to do this thing in Slack? I mean, in Zoom?
So I don't think we have quite enough, but one thing that we'll need to do is make sure that we have the host claimed so we can get that set first. So let's see.
Okay.
Host key. I can see, I don't know if I can break us out into breakout rooms with just three people, you know what I mean? But
right.
If,
yeah, no.
if we have enough, I feel like it's not too hard.
And does the host put people in breakout rooms?
Or yeah, people... you can do it that way. So I don't know. I wonder if, let me claim the host and see if I can put us all in our own individual breakout rooms. It'll just be a little bit boring.
We just lost Joe, I think.
Oh, so now, yep, we did lose him. He said he was on his phone. So let's see here.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Do you want me to check in with Peter around like Zoom hosts and our capacity?
Well, I
breakout?
Claim the host now, so I'm
okay.
The host. Host tools. Let's see. I'm looking to see where it is because, yeah, we should figure this out. Waiting room, profile pictures, but it's under more breakout rooms. Okay. So I can assign breakout rooms manually, or I can
Great.
Let people choose. So let's say that I create three breakout rooms and I'm assigning Joe to one, and I'm assigning Mike to two, and I'm assigning, well, I can't assign myself apparently. So one person has to sort of hang out. So I'm gonna stick
Right.
you in your room, see what happens.
Okay, sweet.
All right, did you get invited to a room? Yes, okay.
Yep, that works. I can go in and out.
Yeah, I was just gonna type something in the Zoom chat.
Okay.
As a test, but I clicked leave the meeting, the breakout room before.
The
I could
breakout room chat will just be for the breakout room.
Okay.
Yeah.
It won't be for the whole group. I think, like, here, I'm going to send you to your room for a moment if you want to just try it.
Okay. I think I put it in the breakout room chat, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I did not see any chats that you guys shared. I just wrote a chat. Do you see it now?
I don't see what you did, but I can see what I did.
Okay. So the chats are going to be independent to the breakout rooms.
Okay.
I can apparently broadcast a message too. I'm not sure what that does. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like, hey, we're wrapping up in five
yeah.
or whatever.
So I can. So here's how I would send you. So if you go to a breakout room,
all right, this is fun.
All right, so I will handle the breakout rooms, and I can probably let me look back at our agenda.
So we're the facilitated discussion now is basically one point. It's what from our document resonated most with you?
No, I think we just can leave those questions there. I feel like it'll be okay.
Okay.
And if people don't talk about them all, that's okay. We can ask each. How many people do you think we're going to have?
Gosh, I'd have to double check the RSVPs, but I think as far as like members who responded yes, I think there's like a dozen
Okay, so we're
out
gonna
of
have like
the
the PC plus.
yeah, PCCC and 12 members.
So, I mean, what do we want? Like maybe five people in a breakout room?
Yeah,
So we're gonna
yeah,
have
there's.
like, maybe four or five breakout rooms. We could ask each breakout room to, anoint a spokesperson to share one thing with the whole group at the end or something like that.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
wondering if we if the members of the subcommittee would be like the facilitators of each meeting or breakout room. And so I don't
Yeah,
know how.
it looks like I have to hang out in the main room, so I will do that, but
Okay, so
yeah, I think
then
that's sensible though.
yeah, that would mean there's four others,
Okay.
right? Me, Joe, Boaz, and Kirsten.
What about
Yeah.
Suzanne? We can have her do
Oh,
one.
Suzanne too, right? Sorry. Yep.
So five breakouts. And if
Yeah,
it
I think.
looks like five is too many, we can make it four and double somebody
Right.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me.
Are you taking notes in the main document? Sorry, I'm sitting there
No,
realize
I'm
I'm not.
not. I'm not.
So we remember
This
this.
agenda always messes me up because you have to kind of copy over the last
Yeah,
points and.
we have it copied over, but I need to, yeah, so it is a little messy. Okay, so I don't have to, I can take out this action item.
Also, I'm kind of loving the bird sounds.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're coming through that loudly.
Yeah.
I don't know
It's
if they were
funny.
that loud over here. I got the window open.
Yeah, it's
It's
kind of
better than the
awesome.
ambulances, right?
Amen to that. Yeah, I'm just walking through campus, so it's just like constant construction, I feel like.
Okay, so I haven't sent out the longer documents yet, but I'll send those out this afternoon
Okay.
to the
All right.
members.
Yeah, and I did send, Mike, I did send one of the documents along with a reminder to RSVP to members,
Oh, you did. Okay.
along with Kristen's survey again.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I don't need to send that out anything, right?
Yeah, I think it should be good.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay. So then I think we're good, actually, right?
Yeah, feels good to me.
Yep. So I'll push the slides around a little bit and make sure that if we need some content that we haven't done yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a reminder for Wednesday. I will fill out sort of that like that pre-meeting survey results slide. I
Okay.
just put a placeholder in there.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, so I will do that and I if you want I can get a message out on the Slack channel too to let people know that I'll be managing breakout rooms and that everybody's going to be a facilitator.
Yeah, that'd be
That'd be
awesome. And I'll ping Kat and get her take on the carryover question.
Okay.
All right. And we got done at 11:30 or 10:30
All
or
right.
9:30, depending on where you are.
Yep.
Yep, or 10:30.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.